Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love, Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, I am going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We are going to begin by praying first, and then I would like to play a song by the Reverend Betty Griffin Keller, who used to sing with James Cleveland. It's entitled "You Can Make It." So we're going to go ahead and pray, then we're going to listen to Reverend Betty Griffin Keller, and then after which I'm going to come to you with the word from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ entitled "You Can Make It." Somebody say "You Can Make It," because that is an encouraging word, because many times when we're running in the race of life that I have told you about, we sometimes have unexpected things happen, unexpected tests, and we have to understand what the Lord is telling us during times like these. So without further ado, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for renewed spirits and minds. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you bless those who are going into the hospitals, coming out, those who are in the hospitals, Lord. We ask that you continue to heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Would you be the physician? Would you be the great I am in their lives? Would you help them, Heavenly Father, to overcome whatever obstacle is in their way? We thank you for the connections of the people of God, those who are surrounding you, Lord. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the consecration of our spirits, our minds, and our hearts, and we ask that you continue to help us to become better people for you. We ask tonight that the revelation, that the word of God minister into the souls of many and help us to really become more like you. Lord Jesus, we ask that you continue to lift us up where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. We ask with the words from on high come down and fall like manna from the air, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us to be ambassadors and great people who will follow after your word. Lord Jesus, we ask that you help us to magnify who you are and to glorify who you are. We ask that you strategically set people on the ministry and set people on the show in order so that they can understand who you are. And then, Lord, we just ask that you continue to help us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I just want to thank my family and friends for just tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry. For those of you who have sent messages and you're trying to log on, the website is blogtalkradio.com/ Frida Love, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. The call-in number is 347 981. Okay, so before I begin, I would like to play a song by the Betty Griffin Keller, and this song is entitled "You Can Make It." Many of you remember Reverend Betty Griffin Keller. She used to sing with the late Reverend James Cleveland, but this particular song is entitled "You Can Make It."
You're not in this thing alone, no.
That was Reverend Betty Griffin Keller. And actually, to be honest, today this was the first time that I heard that song. And it is such an amazing song because it goes right into the lesson. And so on today, we're going to discuss what God has given concerning you can make it. And I truly believe that in my heart that we all can make it. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what you've been through. It doesn't matter the past, the present, or the future. God says that you can make it. And many ask, well, when can I make it? Because the storms of life are heavy. And God says that you can make it anytime you try, anytime you trust and build your foundation on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you can make it. Because Jesus is a rock in a weary land, amen? And I just have to say this as the Lord has given it to me. I hear a lot of people say, I don't want the rocks to cry out in my place, amen? And God says that whether we praise him or not, he says he is the rock. Many people think about the igneous rock, those rocks that are on the planets that we study about in science. But God says he is the rock, he said, and if we refuse to praise him, he says that he'll praise anyhow. He says he have other people in other places who will praise him. So when we talk about the rocks, we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the rock. So therefore, because Jesus is the rock, amen, and all therein, we have to be the earth. We are the people on the earth. And so God says if we take a stand upon the rock, if we take a stand upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he said we can make it. So I want to get into this lesson today. And this particular lesson has to do with the book that we're writing entitled A Christian's Faith Unto the Finish. But God is saying that in this race, I want to be very clear with you, because many of you heard about the lesson, A Christian's Faith Unto the Finish, and I describe many runners who have finished the course, amen? And God says that within, that was just a breakdown of the book. But every day is a race. Every day is a journey. And God says that within this race, we have to talk about the things that may happen while we're running. Because how many of you know that every day of our lives, that's another chance to run another race? And God says the race of life is not a sprint. That's why he says the race is not given to the swift, but to the one who endured to the end. Because the race is not a 100-meter dash. It's not a 200-meter dash. It's not a 4x4 sprint. He says that the race is likened unto a marathon. He says a race is likened unto infinity, which means that it's endless until he calls us home. So therefore, within this particular race that we are going to talk about entitled You Can Make It, God broke this thing into two different levels. And he says that many things happen at the beginning of a race and at the middle of the race. And you notice that I will not touch on the end of the race, because God says that he is not through with us yet. He says, but when we come forth, we shall come forth as pure gold. There was a song that says, please be patient with me, God is not through with me yet. And so therefore, at the beginning of the race, God says that we're going to experience some tests. In school, I know that all of us had tests. But God says that when we're running this race, a Christian's faith until the finish, he says there are going to be some tests. Many of you say, I know that there are going to be some tests because I'm going through a test right now. Some of us say that I'm not prepared for this test. Some of you say that I am prepared for this test, and some of you say that I am preparing for the test because I know that I'm going to go through a test. God says that in the Christian life, what a lot of people don't understand is that we have unexpected tests. Somebody say unexpected. You don't. This is something that you don't study for. You just have to know. And so God says that when we are running this race, in order for us to have a strong finish, in order for us to continue to hold on to our faith, he says that we have to study. Study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed but rightfully divided in the truth. He says study, which means read. We have to read the Word of God daily as we run this race. Why do we have to read the Word of God? We have to read the Word of God to understand the will of God. We understand many characters in the Bible who experience tests. I continuously say, and I continuously go back to the Hebrew boys who were tested in the fiery furnace because they held on to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are going to be tests that are heated. There are going to be tests within our lives and within our journeys that is going to, some tests we're going to be prepared for because we have been studying. Some tests we're not going to be prepared for because we're not doing what we're supposed to do, which is study the Word of God on a daily basis and not only study it, but apply it to our lives. God said there are going to be some tests. There are going to be many tests. And so when we talk about the test of life, when we talk about the test that we have to take, the first thing that we must do is we must study, which means study the Word of God. We must study the Word of God in order to make it through the test. That's number one. Number two, prepare. A lot of people say prepare should go before study. But God said that his word, since he is the rock and we're standing on the word of God, we must prepare ourselves for tests. That means that just because we may be on the mountaintop and experience success and experience many things, many blessings that's happening in our lives, sometimes there are unexpected turns such as illness, unexpected turns such as the passing away of people, unexpected turns such as discrepancy, such as life. Life happens. So God says we must continuously prepare ourselves for tests. How do we do that? Let's go back. He says when you study the Word of God, he says live by the Word of God on a daily basis. If you recall on the last broadcast, I said that we practice how we're going to live out this thing. So God is saying once you study the Word of God and once you know the Word of God, you're accountable for applying the Word of God to your everyday living, following the Ten Commandments, and learning from the experience of the Hebrew boys to continue to hold on fast to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even if you're persecuted for that, because God is going to rescue you. So God says, study and prepare. And then the Lord says, be ye ready at all times. As life would have it, we don't know what the next moment will hold. The only thing that is certain is the now. And so God says that we must be ready at all times because unexpected things happen during the race. There are a lot of unexpected things. So let's go back over this before we go to our second part of the race. We're in the race. God says you're running the race. All right? You've studied the Word of God. You've read the Word of God, and you're preparing, applying the Word of God to your everyday living. Once you apply the Word of God to your everyday living, he says, then you ought to be ready at all times because you do not know, we do not know, the day nor the hour. When we talk about the day nor the hour, we're not only speaking of death or the passing away. We're speaking of the day and hour when we're going to be tested, when our faith is going to be tested, when things are thrown in our lives, when wrenches are thrown in our lives. And the question is, what am I going to do now? Since we know, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, that God is the solid rock, then we ought to stand on the Word of God and continue to hold on to our faith. That's what be ye ready at all times mean. You have to remain in character at all times. Now, here's another thing when we say be ye ready at all times. Sometimes we're in our down moments. We're in our valley moments, and we're not prepared because we're already down. And sometimes we have more than one test of life. Somebody say more than one test of life. We have more than one test of life because God knows that we can handle it. He's not going to put more on us. And sometimes we're not prepared for that. But God says once you stand on him, and that's leaning on the Lord and standing on the Word of God, he says that he will make you ready. He will prepare you. Just like when those Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace, right? They wasn't prepared for the heat. They wasn't prepared for death. All they knew was that they trusted in God. They believed in the word of God. And guess who came to save them? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was in the fiery furnace with them. So what you need to know about when you're starting the race is that you need to study. Study the word of God. That way you can prepare by applying it to your life on a daily basis. And when those tests come, you will be ready at all times because you have studied, you're prepared, and you're trusting in God. Let's move on to the middle. When you're in the middle of the race, a lot of people, a lot of runners say that I obtain my second win when I'm in the middle of the race, right? And sometimes when we're running in the middle of the race, and I correlate this to life, we're pushed back 2, 4 steps, 6 steps, 8 steps. It seems like the more we try to do right, evil is always present. And God says that that is the moment when you have to hold on to your faith. When you begin to try to go to church, when you are studying the word of God, you're remaining in character, you're practicing and preparing, and the devil will not leave you alone because the devil is angry. God says to uphold and hold on to your faith. Your faith will propel you forward. I talked about the blocks a couple of days ago when you race. God says that the blocks are your faith because you push off in order to run the race. So when we talk about faith, faith pushes us forward when life has pushed us back. God says that no matter what happens, he says you continue to hold on to the promise in faith because God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's a promise. And anytime you feel alone, understand and recognize that God is with you. So if you feel like, if we feel like we're taking 2 steps back, then we must use our faith to continuously move forward in the Lord because faith is what's going to keep us. God says that we only have to have a little faith of a mustard seed, and that little faith takes us further than those 2 steps back, okay? Now, when we're in the middle of the race, let's talk about strength, okay? Many times, as I said before, things happen in life and we lose our strength, you know, because we're tired. For instance, when my niece passed away a couple of years ago, we lost our strength. Why? Because that's a hard blow, especially when it's a child. And so when you lose your strength while running the race because of these tests and these unexpected things, God says that we must re-energize. We must replenish our faith. How do you replenish your faith when faith seems like it's lost? How do you replenish your faith when you have put faith down because you're so frustrated and you're so upset? Well, God says that in that moment, in the moment of your frustration, in the moment of your complacency, in the moment of your anger and not understanding, God says that we ought to be still and know that He is God. We must be still and know that He is God. And all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. And so therefore, we must know that whatever happens, unexpected or expected, whatever happens, we must know that God always knows what's best. And what happens in life as we're running, and when we have these tests or we have these unexpected things and we begin to lose our strength, the Lord replenishes us. Do you remember the woman at the well who drank of the living water? God replenishes us through the word of God by supplying us with the living water that sustains us and helps us to uphold our faith and helps us to stay in His word. Because it gets hard, and if we be truthful and honest, there's been at least one time when we have lost faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've been praying about something, we've been praying about something, and it hasn't happened because it happens in God's timing, not ours. And so we must understand and recognize that we have to be still and know that God is God, and we have to trust God. That's why He said that faith is that propelling forward. So when we have the faith, and when we are still, then God says that He is able to provide us with that strength and that water that we need to carry on. Because as you know, we need water to run a race. because we have to replenish our body. Our body is made up of water. If we lose all of that water, we lose our strength. But God is in the spiritual realm. God is our living water. And then finally, in the middle of the race, God says, continue, right? And he says, the race is not given to the swift, but it is given to the one who endures to the end. And so, as I said before, life's journey is not a microwave journey where you, do a 100-meter sprint, and God says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. God says you have to go through some things. He says you have to communicate with him. He says your faith has to be tested. And you might say, well, Lord, I go to church. I'm a Christian. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. God says still you must go through tests. Still your faith will be tried in the fiery furnace. Still you will have those things that happen to you throughout your life. And so, therefore, the things only test to make you stronger, to continue to run the race. So, as I said before, you can make it no matter what you're going through, no matter what has happened, no matter what circumstance surrounds your life. God is always the center of your life. And because God is the center, he is also the solid rock that is able to cast out anything that is stressing you out, that is hurting you, that is making you mad, sad, or angry. Because God says, cast your burdens upon him. And so the question tonight is, why are we still holding on to things that make us angry, things that make us sad? Why are we still holding on to those things when God specifically tells us to cast our cares upon him? When we have tests, the test of life, God is going to allow us to go through those tests. But guess what? As I said before, he's not going to allow us to go through those tests alone. He is always with you. So when you study the Word of God, when you prepare, and then when you're ready at all times, you will know that you are not in it alone. And then when life seems to just weigh you down and nothing seems to go right, you know that your faith propels you forward, so you continuously hang on to your faith because you know what God promised. If you lose your strength, you know that God is our rock and salvation. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. So you know that our strength comes from the Lord. And since you know that, then we're going to be still and know that God is God. And we're going to continue, right, to trust in our Lord and Savior. So as you go about this week, I want you to understand and realize that you can make it. You can make it. Whatever happens, you can make it. There is nothing too hard for God. You know, if you're in the hospital, if you're going through something, if you don't feel well, trust God. That's just a test. God gives us many tests. Some of us pass and some of us don't. And the reason why, as the Lord reveals, that we don't pass is because we don't trust in God. And when we don't trust in God, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we begin to give up. And when we give up, then we lose hope. And so that doesn't mean that God is not with us. But sometimes God puts us on our back when we get rebellious like that. And he's the only one who can get us out of that bind. So we have to call on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So either way it go, whatever test we have, we're going to have to call on the name of Jesus. Okay? So this concludes today's segment of the Love Live Jesus Ministry. If anyone, I have several callers actually on the line. If you would like to say something, you can. If you don't, that's fine. And I'll give you this time now. I'll wait like 1 minute if you want to say something. Okay. All right, great. Now, I have a few announcements to make. Then after I make the announcements, I'm going to bid you good night. Okay? Please be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com /FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Anytime that you would like to listen in on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, the guest call-in number is 347-843-4981. Once again, that number is 347-843-4981. And remember that all of these particular ministries are pre-recorded, so you can I will post them on my website, and you can listen to them anytime you want to, from last year all the way up till now. You can listen to them. Okay, in addition to that, gospel artists, psalmists, writers, actors, actress, please connect with Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Make sure that you're praying for at least 230 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, please get your calendars and mark December 6th at 6 p.m. at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. We will have a celebration for Mr. Michael Tucci. We are celebrating his journey. He had a little brain surgery about a year ago, and we are putting on a musical and a mom team, and a lot of churches are coming out, and we invite each and every one of you out to help us celebrate this momentous occasion. Once again, it's December 6th at 6 p.m. at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. If you have any questions, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, please mark your calendar for the first Saturday in April. I will have a Built to Last conference in which I am going to address the community, as well as have breakout sessions for our youth, and it's entitled Built to Last, and we're going to bring in a very special guest. Our main focus is to help our youth and to help them to give them, in other words, resources so that they can make it out of high school and into college. And I know that one day's worth of workshop will not do it, but it's a starting point, and that's where we're going to start. And we're going to just travel all over Texas and many other states. In addition to that, continue to let your friends know that the Love Live Jesus Ministry exists. Please connect with me. I love to meet new people. I love to talk to people. If you need prayer or prayer request, and you would like to request that, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can inbox me, ALFREDALOVE. Prayer is every Wednesday night. I would love for you to join me for prayer. And usually the prayer service is around 10 because we have prayer service at church. So usually it's at 10. In addition to that, please join me on tomorrow as I have an gospel recording artist, Ms. Angela Blair, who will join me at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may have seen her on Bobby Jones Gospel. She won the Craft Gospel Award. She has a new CD that's out. She's a dynamic singer. She's opened up for many of the great gospel artists, and she will be joining me on Monday, on tomorrow, at 5 o'clock p.m. Once again, I thank God, my family, and friends for joining me tonight. Please be sure to bring someone else with you. I welcome everyone on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. Once again, the guest call-in number is 347-843-4981. The blog address is blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Please feel free to join me anytime. If you want to say something, you're more than welcome to do so. Or if you just want to listen, that's fine with me. May God bless each and every one of you who tuned in today, those listeners who will tune in. I bid you farewell. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Thank you and good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.